The American Spirit March. The American spirit is inspiring us to build more planes, more guns, more tanks, and more destroyers, and to buy more and more United States savings bonds and stamps. And so with this stirring march, the Work Projects Administration opens a transcribed program by its Southern California Symphony Orchestra under the direction of James Sample. We will hear first in this concert the melodic overture to The Secret of Suzanne by Wolf Ferrari. Next, we will hear the composition Musical Snuffbox by Liadov. Originally written for the piano, this musical miniature has been orchestrated repeatedly and is now a very popular number of the concert repertoire. Thank you. We pause briefly now to introduce Captain J.P. Westerfield, who is the Special Service Officer at Camp Callan. Camp Callan is an anti-aircraft replacement center and is located about 15 miles north of San Diego. Brigadier General F.P. Hardaway is the commanding general. Captain Westerfield has a word to say regarding the activities of the WPA in the field of recreation for our military men. Captain Westerfield.
I am a special service officer in the Armed Forces of the United States. It is my duty to understand the importance of morale among servicemen. It is my function to direct such recreational and other activities as will lift the morale of our men and normalize the ordeal of training and war as much as humanly possible. It may not be generally known that special service officers the nation over have been aided tremendously in this job by the recreation men of the WPA. Army and Navy officials again and again have lauded WPA for its major construction contribution in the building and improvement of camps, barracks, military roads, airports, armories, and so on, but little has been said about this other valuable contribution of its defense recreation program in the armed forces. The fact is, WPA recreation leaders have cooperated from the beginning with efforts in the armed forces to organize and maintain as complete a program as possible for the entertainment and relaxation of servicemen on the West Coast and throughout the nation. When the foe treacherously attacked Pearl Harbor, the movement of huge number of troops to the West Coast almost overnight created a lot of problems for the War and Navy departments. Not the least of these was the organization of a vast, complicated recreation program for the men in service. Fortunately, WPA was already on the job, doing a pre-war defense recreation job in our camps. This aid was augmented without loss of time. Splendid entertainments organized by WPA leaders with amateur volunteers played the camps. WPA leaders organized games, tournaments, sports, dramatics, hobby groups, and dozens of recreational activities to relieve the nervous tension of the grind our men had to undergo in those early, tough days of the war. They're still at it and doing a wonderful job. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Captain Westerfield. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Westerfield, Special Service Officer, United States Army, has just spoken concerning the WPA in the field of recreation for our military men. We turn again to the orchestra to hear it play the second movement from Haydn's Symphony No. 104 in D major. This is the first of the second set of six symphonies composed by Haydn during his second visit to England. In the course of years, it has become known as the London Symphony. Thank you. And thus we conclude a transcribed program of the Work Projects Administration, during which was presented our guest speaker, Captain J.P. Westerfield, Special Service Officer, United States Army. Music was by the Southern California WPA Symphony Orchestra under the direction of James Sample. It was arranged for the education and entertainment of the public, and to suggest to our listeners that they get into the habit of buying United States savings bonds and stamps. That is the real American spirit of today.